This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. A huge military parade is underway in North Korea's capital, Pyongyang, to mark the 70th anniversary of the founding of the ruling Workers' Party of Korea. Thousands of North Korean soldiers and other military personnel are taking part in the event in Kim Il-sung Square in the heart of Pyongyang. The Communist Party of China being represented at the event by Politburo member Liu Yunshan. He's already met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Friday after his arrival, personally delivering a message of congratulations from Xi Jinping. Documents connected to the Nanjing massacre submitted by Chinese authorities have been inscribed by UNESCO on its Memory of the World program. Decision being made after a three-day meeting of UNESCO in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. The Memory of the World Register, a list of documentary heritage set up by UNESCO back in 1992, Chinese submission one of 47 from around the world to be approved at the meeting. Japanese troops invaded the city of Nanjing in December of 1937, killing up to 300,000 people. At least 17 people are dead after an explosion ripped through a restaurant this Saturday in the city of Wuhu in the eastern Chinese province of Anhui. The massive explosion hit just before noon as people were sitting down for lunch in the downtown core of the city. Authorities have not said if there were any survivors. Initial indications are a gas cylinder exploded inside the restaurant. The Chinese government has made a new push for an international code of conduct on the internet. A Chinese envoy has made the pitch as part of a debate at the UN General Assembly. As part of the Chinese proposal, an international code of conduct would ensure cyberspace could not be used as a means to interfere in the internal affairs of other states or to the detriment of their national interests. The proposal also suggesting the code of conduct should comply with the UN Charter and other basic norms governing international relations. Ceremonies have been held to mark the start of operations of two lighthouses on the Nansha Island chain. These are the first civil aids for navigation in the Nansha waters. They provide route guidance, safety information, as well as emergency rescue and other services to passing vessels. Chinese crews began construction on the lighthouses in late May. Islands are in the South China Sea. They're an important maritime lane of communication connecting China with the rest of the world, also a critical link between the Pacific and Indian Oceans. Police in the city of Zhoushan and Zhejiang say they've captured the person suspected of murdering five people on a fishing boat off the Chinese east coast earlier this week. Details of the suspect have not been released other than he or she was picked up on Friday. The victims, aged between 30 and 50, were found dead on a fishing boat on Thursday. A life raft on the boat, as well as the sixth member of the crew, were not on board when police made the discovery. Authorities have not said whether the missing crew member is the suspect currently being detained. At least 30 people are dead following a pair of bombings in the Turkish capital Ankara. 126 others have been hurt in the attack. Witnesses say two separate bombs have gone off within minutes of each other at the main train station in Ankara. This is where hundreds had been gathering for a rally organized by the country's main public sector trade union. The rally itself was meant to call for an end to the renewed violence between Turkey's Kurdish rebels and the country's security forces. Initial reports have suggested the explosions could have been from suicide bombers. However, those reports have not been confirmed. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu has called an emergency security meeting to discuss the attack. The bombings come just a couple of weeks ahead of the November 1st national elections in Turkey. The Pentagon says Russia and the United States are expected to hold military-to-military talks on the situation in Syria this weekend. The talks come as both countries continue to conduct airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria. Talks likely to focus on possible ways to avoid accidents involving the two forces operating in Syria. Another shooting has taken place in the United States just days after a shooting spree in Oregon left 10 people dead. This time it's taken place at a campus of Arizona State. University officials say the shooting in a parking lot leaving one person dead and three others wounded. The suspected shooter is in custody. He's been identified as a freshman at the school. The motivation for the attack remains unclear at this point. It comes on the heels of a new push for gun law reform in the United States following the shooting at a community college in Oregon. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.